Coach, really tough loss last week, 33-10 against Dodge City. What were some of your takeaways watching this game back on film?
Too many mistakes, and then turn the ball over, and they get a pick for a touchdown. When you look at it, it's just a bad read. I mean, we turned the ball over 7 times in 8 quarters. We turn the ball over, and they score on it right away. It's kind of a downer trying to get the kids back up after that. Our kids really haven't been mature enough to overcome adversity right now, and that's kind of what's killing us right now. Something goes bad, and we got to try to get them back on board, and that's been the problem, you know. So the pick, the interceptions, and then the pick for sixes, or a fumble for a touchdown, or whatever—that's what's killing us right now.
These games against the Independents have always been competitive. What have you noticed from them on film this season that stands out?
They're the same. It's going to be competitive. They got great athletes. They run around. They got 2 6'5" receivers that do a great job going up and grabbing the ball. Quarterback runs around, makes plays with his legs. They got a little back like Dodge had. I was impressed with the little guy from Dodge. He did a good job on power and stuff, staying behind his linemen. And when the crack opened up, he was through it and gone. You couldn't see him. And that was kind of like, I was at Arizona Western. We had a little back that did that. That you just, you know, you're going, there's no hole. And he's tucked up beside him when they pull. And all of a sudden it opens up and he squirts through it and you don't see him. And then he's at the second level and bye-bye. So he did a good job at Dodge. Indy's got one like that too. Then they got a back that pounds it pretty much. And it's their quarterback that I think makes things happen, because he'll throw it up to the 6'5 guys. 6'5 guys will bring the ball down for him. Do a good job. Defensively, they create chaos like Highland did. Blitzing 6, blitzing 7. 2 big linebackers in the middle that get after it. It'll be a challenge again. I mean, can we beat them? Yeah, with a roster that's full and ready to go like we were at the beginning of the year, it's going to be tough. I mean, it's tough for all of our schools right now. Hutch is the main school probably right now that is head and shoulders above everybody right now. So, I mean, but everybody else is kind of right there in the mix. So it just depends who shows up, who doesn't turn the ball over, and, you know, going from there.
You were giving credit to Jalen Smith, Don City's running back. Now, of course, you're also the running backs coach here at Garden City. What to you is the most important thing about a running back in this age? Is it vision? Is it acceleration? Is it ability to break tackles? What's something that you always value in running backs?
Vision, speed. I've always been a speed guy first instead of a big guy. So I'd take a little guy that can run a legit 4.3 or, you know, whatever. But, I had Damon Williams. He was a 4.3 kid, and he tested a combine. Or no, actually, he was 4.5. But a kid is fast, powerful, vision. I mean, that's what you want in a back. Kid can make something happen after he gets hit once. You get those extra yak yards after that.
Without Terrell and the rest of the defensive line has played so far this season, was it a surprise how many rushing yards he gave up last week?
I think they got tired a little bit. That's another thing, too. You know, you go throughout the week and a couple guys are sitting out because of hurt, and they come back on Thursday because they feel better. Or training room's done an excellent job getting our kids back for us during the week, but when you don't practice, it's tough. It's tough to, come back on a Thursday and then a Friday you're leaving and you're playing Saturday right away again. So, you know, it's like the NFL. Those guys sometimes they get hurt and they come back on a Saturday and they play on Sunday and you're going, and they don't play very well. So that was kind of the case, you know, last week. But Dodge, give credit to Dodge. Dodge did a good job offensively, exposing some things. That helped them out a lot. So, I mean, give credit to Dodge, too.
Kind of middle lull of the season, so guys wearing injuries, record is what it is. How do you keep the guys focused on the goals that you set at the start of the season now?
Well, you got to get them going. I mean, they're playing for scholarships. You know, a lot of these guys are playing for scholarships. A couple of them, you know, we got about 15 right now with scholarships. So, I mean, that's the reason you came here, because it's not their first choice. Their first choice is go Division I. I mean, if they can, if they're good enough to do that. We give them the second shot of getting this done. Sometimes people give them third shots. So they come here, work, get the grades, and move on. And that's what some of them got to realize, you got to keep playing. I told them that yesterday. You got to keep playing hard, because people, just because you got a scholarship right now, somebody give you a scholarship right now, you may not have it at the end of the year if you're not playing very well. And I said, I got a ton of examples of that. Kids get, you know, let up, don't play very hard, or coach, I don't play hard because I already got a scholarship. Well, like I said, we talked to him last night. You got to make good decisions. You came here for a reason. That's get a scholarship and move on. And another reason you come here, as coaches, we feel like we're a father figure or a figure to help them achieve their dreams. A family figure and stuff like that, so they can have somebody to ask questions, concerns they have problems back home. We have a kid that's back home, his grandfather died, so that's another person we don't have on our team this week. So it's crazy how you deal with all these problems and stuff. They're not excuses. People want to yell and scream, oh, you're not winning, you're not doing this, you're not doing that. Yeah, this is the first time. I mean, this first two times here at Garden. Yeah, I'd say here at Garden. But the first two times I have a losing season. Or right now I have a losing season. Hopefully it's not a losing season, but it's going that way. But it's new to me too. It's new to my staff. I mean, most of my staff's been winners. So it's just difficult. It's hard to win a college football game. A lot of people don't realize that it's hard to win. I mean, you look every Saturday, and you got people getting upset. You know, LSU gets upset. You know, it happens. You just gotta get them ready for the next week. So, I mean, that's what we're trying to do. And I mean, every week I look at game film and stuff like that. I go, we can beat this team. We can beat this team. There's never not a week that I've said we can't beat a team, especially this year. I mean, I wouldn't go about it any other way on what we did with recruiting or anything like that. We're right there. I mean, we got the kids to get it done. It just hasn't happened. Turnovers, penalties, whatever it may be, people getting hurt. A couple kids went home because of family issues and this and that. It's just junior college is like that. Mm-hmm. I guess I've been pretty lucky to not deal with it. Now I'm dealing with it a little bit, but we're just trying to figure it out right now.
Offensively, Cody Kirk's going to get his first start in a conference game at quarterback. What have you seen from Cody so far this year?
Cody's pretty cool under pressure a little bit. So he's just got to make the right read. That's the key. You know, last week Jalen made a bad read, and it was a pick six. If he goes to the other side like he's supposed to and he didn't do it, bad things are going to happen. So you have to listen to coaching and what coaching's trying to tell you. Because, I mean, we've said that over and over and over, and he throws it, and it's a pick six. And then that's when we started going downhill. The adversity, you know, people arguing because he didn't, you know, I was wide open, this and that. Yeah, we know you were wide open. We saw it too. But he made the wrong read and goes back for six, and now we're down. So we have to be more mature as a football team to – let those go. If they score, it is what it is. Let's come back and score on them, and we're good. I thought we did a good job the first quarter, going down, scoring right away. I wanted seven. We got three. You know, then they marched it down and get seven, and I think we marched it back down too.
Team needs a big performance this week. What's been the message throughout practice? What's the focus for this team to get back in the win column?
It's just to stay, you know, like we told them, you know, you got to play for your scholarships. And that's the next thing. We've talked about every week we were still in it. We still could win the conference. We still could do this, still could do that. And we talked to them every week about that. Now, that's out of the mix. Now you got to play for scholarships. You got to play well so people look at you when schools come out. Everybody knows we got a roster that's pretty good. So when they come out to look at you, you show them that you can play. You know, hustle where you're going, stop when you get there. You know, make sure you're doing the little things right, because everybody's going to be looking at you. Just like Coach said the other day, he was up in the stands and he goes, "Coach, I saw so-and-so do this and I didn't like it, and we're going to stop recruiting him." And I said, "I totally agree." I mean, and that's why I told the kids, I mean, you never know when somebody's going to watch you on film or whatever it may be, or be up in the stands or be down at the end of the goal line watching you and watching how you carry yourself. And if you're not carrying yourself right or playing right, they are going to make a mental note of that, write it down, and say, "No, we're not recruiting this kid." But then if you do stuff right, if you're playing good and you carry yourself, you're a good teammate, you help your kids, you help your players out, your buddies out, people are going to notice that and go, "Okay, this kid, we want our team." And that's happened. You know, we got a couple really, really good kids here that do everything right, that, you know, don't get in trouble, don't, you know, they go to school, they get the grades, they do everything. And that's what JUCO's for kids to get a second chance. You're not going to save everybody. Everybody wants, you know, some people want to save everybody. You can't save everybody. It's not going to happen. You're going to save the kids that want to be saved, the kids that have the ambition to move on and go to, you know, a different school, four-year school. But there's some kids that they're just here because their moms and dads want them to play, or they say they want to try to get their moms and dads out of certain places and stuff like that. But it's not going to work for you because you don't put the effort in. You know how hard it is to get to the NFL. You know, I've been coaching a long time, and I do have some, but I mean, it's tough. I mean, everybody in this office, I mean, there's about 20 some pictures, 25 pictures in here, but it is hard to get there. And you got to have a work ethic to get there. You can't be lazy. You can't be lazy in the classroom, because if you're lazy in the classroom, you're going to be lazy on the field, and that hurts kids when people come and see them. So we're just trying to figure it out. So I mean, like I said, it's different. It's been a bunch of firsts for me the last 2 years. Hopefully not too many more in the bad and the negative way, but hopefully they start getting in the positive way again, which I think they will. But it might be bad this year, but we just still got to get this thing rolling for down the road, because this is a special place to get good kids in. You know, Tyreek Hill played here. There's other kids that played here that have really made a name for themselves in the NFL or around the community, or, you know, in business or whatever, that have played here. That's what junior college is all about. You know, getting the grades here, moving on, getting the grades there, and then making yourself a positive person in the community, or in Tyreek's case, maybe in the NFL or whatever it may be. That's what you want for kids. My enjoyment for kids is watching them play on Saturdays and Sundays. And, you know, I got one at Illinois right now. He's projected as a second-round draft pick, which is awesome. He's going to make a lot of money. You know, Bill McCall's me up and says, "Coach, this kid is awesome." And that's what you want to hear from your kids that you send off to four-year programs, is the head coach of a Big Ten team calling back and saying, "Coach, this kid's unbelievable." And he's taken a couple of my kids before, the Hollister twins, and saying, "Coach, these kids are unbelievable kids. They do everything right. They go to school. They practice hard. They do all that stuff." And that's what you want to hear. And I'm happy when we send kids on and coaches call back and appreciate what you told them, and it comes true. That's what we're all about.
Coach, thank you for your time. Best of luck this week.
I appreciate it.